June 24, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. A testimonial from Jesus. Opening prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your word's ability to encourage me, to change me, and give me vision to serve you. Read Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 19. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. And then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Reflect. Give thanks to God that your name is written in heaven. We saw yesterday that Jesus did not rebuke John for his doubts and questions. Here he goes much further, affirming John and his ministry in the most exalted and surprising terms. John is more than a prophet. He is my messenger, who was himself the subject of prophecy. He is the greatest mother's son there ever was, and is the final stage in the testimony to Jesus of the prophets and the law. What a testimonial for someone who was imprisoned, facing possible death, and wondering whether all his work had been in vain based on a misunderstanding of who Jesus was. Do you ever feel that you have faithfully labored for the Lord, unnoticed and unappreciated? Be encouraged by Jesus' words about John. The Lord may have a higher estimate of you, your witness, and your work for him than you think possible. He sees more beauty in his servants' work than his servants do themselves. I usually find that when I ask the Lord how he sees me, he replies simply that he loves me. Verses 11 through 14 are difficult to interpret. Even different NIV editions translate verse 12 differently. However, the main thrust of Jesus' teaching here is clear. First, with the coming of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven has been inaugurated. Second, the kingdom is progressing dynamically, though with conflict. Third, membership of this kingdom is an unutterable privilege, greater even than that enjoyed by John the Baptist. In verses 16 through 19, Jesus confronts his hearers with the accusation that they have chosen not to participate in this kingdom, but to be critical spectators. It is easier to find fault with God's messengers than to commit wholeheartedly to living out the kingdom in all its joys, sacrifices, and potential messiness. Here is a challenge for us too. Apply. Ask God's forgiveness for times when you have been needlessly critical of others. Having received his forgiveness, ask God how he sees you and receive his love. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to see ministries of mine, as well as those of others, in the same way you do. Gifts you have given, purposed to bring you glory.